In Britain today, the House of Commons is holding an emergency debate on the fate of three bankers. They're wanted in the United States on fraud charges related to the collapse of the energy company Enron. They're due to be extradited tomorrow. Britain's business community and opposition lawmakers say the planned extradition amounts to the misuse of a treaty that Britain signed but the U.S. has yet to ratify. The treaty was drawn up largely with the aim of bringing terrorists to justice. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
The British suspects are known as the NatWest Three because they're former executives of a bank known as the National Westminster. They face seven counts of wire fraud in the United States and are accused of cheating their former employer of more than $7 million. U.S. prosecutors claim the three devised a scheme with Andrew Fastow, the former finance chief of Enron, whereby they advised their employers, NatWest, in the year 2000 to sell part of an Enron business for less than it was worth. Prosecutors say the three men then left National Westminster Bank, bought into the Enron business themselves, and sold it off for a much higher amount, each pocketing about $2.5 million in the process. The three men deny any criminal conduct, but under the terms of the 2003 Extradition Act between the US and the UK, British nationals accused of crimes by the United States can be extradited without prosecutors providing any evidence related to the charges they may face. The men's lawyer, Mark Sprague, says it is unfair of the Americans to demand extradition.
It all stems from the fact that the Americans have this extra long reach because anything electronic going over their borders, they say, well, we have jurisdiction. It's up to the British government to say, well, hold on, if that could be tried in England, that's the appropriate place for the trial to take place.
But the British Serious Fraud Office has decided not to press charges against the three men, saying there are insufficient grounds for launching a case in the UK. Prime Minister Tony Blair said he will try to secure bail for the bankers once they reach the United States so that they will not have to spend time in jail awaiting trial. But Britain's Attorney General Lord Goldsmith over the weekend refused to intervene in the case. Home Office Minister Baroness Scotland defended the Attorney General's decision.
The loss took place in America. There are co-conspirators in America who assert, whether it's true or not, of course, we cannot be sure until there's a trial, who assert that the three British citizens were involved in that conspiracy. The evidence, a large part of the evidence is America, and that's what was discussed in our courts.
In a debate yesterday, Britain's upper house, the House of Lords, voted that the current extradition deal with the United States should be suspended until the US Senate signs its side of the accord, making the deal reciprocal. The Attorney General of the opposition Conservative Party, Dominic Grieve, says the arrangement appears to be solely for the benefit of the United States.
It may be that the United States is a correct forum for this trial to take place. But the trouble is, we have brought in an extradition act which doesn't allow the question of the proper forum to be considered by the judge in the course of the extradition proceedings. And I have to say the other problem is there is no reciprocity.
Two other British men face possible transfer to the United States under the extradition act, but the charges against them are more relevant to terrorism. In arguing against their extradition yesterday, a lawyer for the men, Baba Ahmed and Harun Rashid Aswad, said that US assurances that the two men will receive civilian trials cannot be trusted. He said the two could be tried before military tribunals or be declared enemy combatants. Aswad has been indicted by a US federal grand jury accused of conspiring to set up a jihad training camp in Oregon. Ahmed is accused of running a website that raised money for Islamic militants in Afghanistan and Chechnya. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.